Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
In the past fire season, record-breaking temperatures along with strong winds and years of drought stirred intense bushfires around Australia. Let's not forget that 25 people lost their lives around the nation. 2,200 homes were destroyed. The fires scorched 10 million hectares of land and spread across 131 regions around Australia. And for people that lose everything in a bushfire, somehow they need a helping hand, a hand up, and they need to be able to keep going. Well, Meredith Percy is the Marketing and Communications Manager with Samaritan's Purse. Meredith, a special welcome along.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thank you for your hospitality too, for our team who's been partnering with you, and to be able to bring this message of what it takes to mobilise the churches, what it takes to mobilise Christians. And as we've just been hearing from our previous guest, sometimes it's not the people who are on the ground that are mobilising to help each other, but coming from outside. And you have had volunteers that have come in, not only from other states and cities around Australia, but all over the world.
Yeah, that's right. We've had teams from Canada and the US, and we've even had people come in from France. Some French firefighters came down to Batemans Bay, and they were just here to help. They weren't here for the firefighting itself. They just wanted to be of service to the community. So they joined with the Samaritan's Purse team here in Batemans Bay, and they just got stuck into cleaning up yards and chopping down trees, and it's just been phenomenal. An outpouring around the world of people who just want to help after seeing the traumatic situation that had been going on here.
And as we heard earlier, Samaritan's Purse will be here in Batemans Bay until they've got all the work done that they're requested to do. Give us some little insights here, Meredith, about where you've been to of recent times, because while we're sitting in front of this magnificent semi-trailer truck that actually is mobile, it's a mobile command centre, it's a mobile opportunity to mobilise Christians in community. Give us some insights into where you've been over recent times.
Well, this has been going on for 5.5 months now, where we've basically been travelling down the coast. We started up at Queensland in Stanthorpe. Then we were in Rapville near Casino in New South Wales. We've come then down the coast again to Taree, and then all the way down to Batemans Bay and Bensdale in Victoria, just going from place to place, basically following the fires as they're going down the coast to provide support for anyone and everybody who has a home and has been affected by the fires, which is a lot of people that we've seen over the last few months.
A lot of our listeners are familiar with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Of course, Samaritan's Purse, founded out of that wonderful association.
Yes.
And so there are operations like this in different nations around the world. I imagine we sort of started this whole thing off in America.
That's right.
And it's not just one of these trucks that you've got in America. You've got a whole bunch of them are there.
Yes, yes. At the moment, they're actually deployed around America and around the world to disasters that happen. So the Bahamas recently, Mozambique last year. So this is an international disaster relief. It's not just in Australia. This this effort goes all around the world to support people in their time of absolute crisis, to provide emergency relief or hospitals or whatever it is that is needed in that community at that time.
But in Australia, there's only one of these trucks.
That's
and
right.
As we're talking about the disaster region that we're in today in Batemans Bay, I can only think that listeners are going to say, but what about all of those other communities south down to the border and below the border in Mallacoota and all of those fire-affected communities in East Gippsland in Victoria and those up into Queensland? And we talked about Stanthorpe, and there were bushfires right up the Queensland coast. Isn't there room for numerous trucks just like this one, and I wonder whether, you probably can't make any announcements or anything, but whether that's the aspiration for the future, that somehow or other you're going to need more of these units than just one.
Absolutely. We really want to grow Australian disaster relief, especially with the recent fires. Usually in the past we have responded to places like Townsville floods, where it's been just like a situation where it's one disaster, it happens at one time, we help the community and then we can leave. But these bushfires have just thrown us. So we're trying to respond to multiple places. This is the first time that we've ever responded to more than one place at one time. And having the volunteers in the equipment and the truck available has been a lot more difficult. I think in the future we want to grow. We want to be able to have more volunteers to be able to send more places around Australia so that we can be a blessing to communities like Batemans Bay today.
I imagine that the viability of something like this, and initially funding for this must have come from our brothers and sisters mm-hmm. in the US, but their intention no doubt would be that Australians will capture something of the vision of what of just the importance of a facility like this mm-hmm. and will begin to it'll become self-sufficient with Australian donations and Australian volunteers and Australians actually running the whole thing. Mm-hmm. There's an aspiration there that says, hey, come on, Aussies, let's get involved.
That's right. And we've actually seen already since September last year that people have started to get behind it and see what we're doing and see the value in going out and helping people in need. So we just hope to grow that as we move forward.
The idea of having a response capability, and when you've got one unit, you've got a certain level of capability. Mm-hmm. If you've got two units, it multiplies the capacity. And mm-hmm. so I can imagine that communities listening to our conversation today would recognise that when there's a disaster, the need for something like this and to have more and more of these on the ground. I know that there's some opportunities that you're looking forward to where you'll have a number of specially prepared utes.
Yes.
So that you've got the truck in one place,
That's
but
right.
you've got some extra capacity to be able to get out and about into communities.
That's right. We're currently have two new utes that we are prepping up to be able to go to different regions so that we can do multiple deployments in the future, not just one place, but those utes would have tools on them so that we could just be a blessing that when we rock up to a community that we could come, provide everything that's needed, come on site and just bless people without them having to worry about anything. That's the idea with the utes.
And Samaritan's Purse, becoming well known, and no doubt you're looking to see the profile extend.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to think of Samaritan's Purse because the story of the Good Samaritan is something that as Christian believers we're all very familiar with. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to connect with Samaritan's Purse, knowing that in the name is an illustration of the demonstration of the love of God,
mm-hmm.
Of Jesus' story about the Good Samaritan, those sorts of things that we need to aspire to in helping people who don't have resilience because they've been the victims of whatever trauma it is that they're going through. This idea of being in communities, of having this extra dimension of our Christian faith,
mm-hmm.
of course, somehow or other, working in with all of the other activities that happen because of government responses, welfare agency responses, these sorts of things, we want to work in partnership with them as well.
Absolutely. I think it's really important just not to remove ourselves from the community, but be part of what's happening during these situations and just be working with the government, working with local churches, working with the community so that together we can really support those people who've been so affected.
So the numbers of ways that people can be supportive and mm-hmm. coming to the close of our conversation, but people to be volunteers
mm-hmm.
and people to be donors.
Yes.
Other ways that people can partner, are those the two main ways?
They are the two main ways. Also, we just really want churches to be aware that this is going on and that they can play a role like we have with the Anglican Church down here, that they have a role in working alongside Samaritan's Purse so that they can support the work that's happening in their community, that even if Samaritan's Purse are taken out of that situation after a trauma, that those churches are still there. So we just really want to be partnering with churches, building volunteers, absolutely building volunteers around Australia, so that no matter when a disaster strikes, that we are ready to respond en masse as Christians, ready to support people.
You come with a wonderful level of mature expertise, and that comes into the community when there's a disaster. Mm-hmm. And to be able to help to have people come alongside you as volunteers, and they're beginners, mm-hmm. but they grow in maturity, they grow in skills, and then no doubt you hope that in those communities there'll be a certain self-sufficiency, a certain self-ability to be able to, you know, to be able to cope with those disasters as that time comes.
That's right. So we can train people and help them develop in those skills so that they can respond to crisis as needed.
Okay, well, we're about to wrap up our broadcast, but for those who are thinking, how can I be supportive of what is a great ministry, Samaritan's Purse, there is a website, samaritanspurse.org.au. That's samaritanspurse.org.au. And these guys are deployed right now in Batemans Bay. Our privilege to be a part of the process that they are going through as they mobilise volunteers in town. And it's not only local volunteers, but people who've come from outside. And so if you'd like to be a volunteer, why don't you go to that website and connect with Samaritan's Purse. Tell them, how do I volunteer? Samaritanspurse.org.au.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.